Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb time here on your Wednesday. Glad you could be with us on Sports Map Radio. Let's get the good of the day.
The good of the day. Barring any last-minute weather setbacks, William Shatner will finally go where few men have gone before. I can't say he'll go where boldly go where no man has gone before, because people have gone to space.
Right.
But today is the day that William Shatner will take that flight.
Is he going to survive this? I'm serious.
I'm going to be glued to it. Listen,
it's not
you know
like
what?
Going in an airplane.
For you guys listening out there, it comes at a perfect time. Listen to the show. Immediately when this show is wrapped up and done, we're done for a Wednesday, flip it on your local news or flip it on CNN or whatever cable news you have, because I'm certain they're going to be showing the whole thing, because he set the blast off at 10 Eastern.
And, I mean, there's a lot of G-forces. He's in his 90s.
What? Yeah. I'm hoping he survives.
He's going to be in really good shape to go to space. Is he? I mean, maybe he is.
He looks like he's in good shape.
He looks like he's got all of his, you know, faculties about him.
Yeah.
But if he is to die,
I don't want to be negative here. I don't want to turn this into a bad or dumb.
Uh-huh.
But if he is to die, is that kind of a fitting end for Captain Kirk?
Yeah, I guess you might be right.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, is that something that he's thought about? Like, you know, he's talked to, you know, his significant others or, you know, dependents.
Now, who is sending him up into space? Amazon? Jeff Bezos?
But this is Bezos.
Okay. Do you need, like, clearance for that? Like, do you need to have, like, can you just send anybody up there? Do you have to go through some agency?
That's a great question. It seems like, you know, what Richard Brandt did and Jeff Bezos did. Remember that was, like, a month ago or 2 months ago?
Right, right.
They're just like, all right, we're just going to go to space now.
Yeah.
That now it's, you know, if you got the money, go ahead and go. There's nothing government can do about it.
Because I know that there's a division of, like, space law where, you know, like, you don't, countries just, you know, they have, like, agreements on space and orbits.
Yeah,
and
I mean, you know,
satellites and, you know, where they're supposed to be and where they're not supposed to be. So I'm just wondering if there is an overall agency. If you say, we're going to send William Shatner to space. And like, okay, yes, but he has to pass this, this, and this and get a license, if you will. I don't know. That's the wrong term, but you know what I mean. Like a clearance to be like, you can now go to space.
Right. I was always led to believe that when you become an astronaut, it takes like years of training.
Yeah. It was like the bravest of the bravest of the bravest, right?
I feel like Jeff Bezos was like, I did it. I survived. Who would be a fun candidate to throw up there? Because there's four people going. Jeff Bezos is not going. He's already been to space. Why bother going back?
Why go back, right? You don't need to.
We've already done that. One of them's like a CEO or a CFO of, is it Blue Origin? Is that their company, their offshoot company? I think that's who it is.
I think that sounds familiar.
You know, she didn't have to pay for her ride. I don't believe William Shatner is having to pay for his. But then there's two other people who did pay for theirs.
Oh, okay.
And they're all heading up.
Yeah, good. Well, God bless.
So, yeah, 10 o'clock Eastern, guys.
That's awesome.
Hopefully we don't have breaking news at 10:15.
And how long is he going up there? Like, it's up and back?
It's up and back.
It's just getting out of orbit, be in space for a little bit, and then come home, just like Bezos did.
I think they're literally, like, they're in space for, like, 5 to 10 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, and it's not like he's staying at the space station or anything like that, right?
No, like, he's packed a bag, and he's like, it's a weekend getaway.
Exactly.
But how soon was that going to happen? I'm certain those guys are all working on a hotel that'll just float around in the atmosphere.
Real quick, there was a movie years ago about some medieval knights that went through a time portal and they ended up in modern times.
Yes.
It starred that French actor.
Yeah, and Christina Applegate was in
it
too.
Yeah, someone like that, yeah. And one of the scenes I always remember was the first time he got into a car. They both got into a car. And as the car is driving, they start going too fast, because they never experienced that ever that speed. I wonder if that's like that when you're in a rocket ship, where you think you would be like, all right, it's going to be obviously fast. We're going to jet. We're going to rocket our way. But when you sit there, you're like, I've never experienced this before. Like, I've never, this is crazy how incredible this must feel. Because I remember the first time I was on an airplane. I thought it was like I was a kid, and I thought it was the greatest thing in the world.
When
you're taking off, it's like,
oh my God, yeah.
Oh my God. It's like the first time you've ever. Then you've been on 500 flights, and it's like, ugh. Like, my point is, at 90 something years old, he's going to experience something for the first time ever in his life, which is kind of cool that we can still have those kind of experiences. Just a little uplifting philosophical thought. On Shatner going to space.
Just real quick, the movie you're thinking, because I had to look it up, because I do remember this one. It's called Just Visiting.
Just Visiting, yeah.
Yeah, starred Jean Reno.
Jean Reno, yeah. Wasn't a bad movie.
No, it wasn't.
Tara Reid was in it, too. She played, like, the girl who was interested in his squire.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is there's a huge investigation going on with the NFL organization.
It is?
There is. The Steelers.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They're looking into finding a fan who spread ashes partially on the stands and on the edge of the field.
Now, we hear this all the time. All the time. This story pops up. You can't just dump ashes wherever you want.
Yeah.
Because that's what Uncle Johnny or Grandma or whoever wants you to dump them. You can't do it, so don't do it. It's not happening. They're not going to turn Heinz Field into an ash-filled cemetery. All right? It's not happening. So, yeah. I know people think it's like, oh, she always loved Wrigley Field.
Yep.
All right. Well, you can't go into Wrigley Field and dump grandma's ashes all over the outfield.
I mean, you hear
it. You may think nothing's going to happen, but you can't do it.
All the time. Famously, I know you know about this too. I mean, one of the most popular places to do it is... the Haunted Mansion.
The Haunted Mansion at Disneyland and Disney World.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the most popular places.
And then, that's why there's times where they have to shut the ride down because
of that. But here's the thing. If your mother, uncle, brother, whoever, loved the Haunted Mansion, and you want to dump ashes on that ride, know two things. One, they will catch you because they have cameras on every vehicle. They know what you're doing. Two, they're vacuuming up Uncle Jack, right? Vacuuming up. He's not going to stay there. So he's going to end up in a vacuum bag, and that's where you really don't want him to be.
And eventually the dump.
And the dump. So if you want to dump your ashes, take your chances. You'll get kicked out of the park, probably banned for life in some way.
Well, that's what's probably going to happen to the Steelers fan, right? I mean, first of all, to get down to that lower section, to get even close to the field, I mean, did you do it after the game? You waited, or did you have seats down there and were just like, were you like Andy Dufresne, just kind of dumping it out of your pockets?
I was just thinking about Andy Dufresne, right? If you're going to do this over a period of time where you're walking and dumping it through your pant legs. But no, they're probably taking urns and dumping it because there's a lot of ashes there.
A little ceremony. I mean, maybe not all of Uncle Johnny is being spread there. Maybe some of it is reserved for the actual cemetery plot, but they took like a little vial. Yeah. And they're like, just a little bit of him sprinkled here because that was his final wish. I don't know. I almost feel like there's a business end to this where you can say, hey, we'll make it happen. But, it's like reserved area. Like you just mix it in with other ashes. Like there's a little hole that you can just dump ashes into.
What a good idea. That's actually a pretty good idea.
It is a good idea.
Where these stadiums can go, hey, because a lot of them are interesting. A lot of them are like publicly built too. So there's a way, like where you could go, all right, for $500, we got a little place. You can put a little bit of the ashes there. It can only be in this amount. It's got to be done with an official. We got to check it. But yes.
Kind of like the airlines.
Uncle Joe can have a little bit of ashes at Fenway Park.
Yeah, kind of like the airlines where they say, you can only bring like an ounce of water or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Kind of like that. Just like, what you do with the rest is up to you. And you know what I'm saying? And listen, we don't want you just to dump the ashes. Keep it in the vial and just put it in this hole.
Yeah, right. That's a good idea. I don't know. Make some money.
You could. I mean, I think there's an opportunity. Because how many people want to be buried at SoFi Stadium right now?
Sure. Yeah.
Right. All the memories that they have.
Right. Exactly. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Well, I was going to talk about the fact that there's a new Scream movie coming out.
Is it really?
Yeah, in January.
They're bringing that back?
January 2022, and it's starring all the same people. Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox, David Arquette.
Holy cow, they're all in their 50s.
Yeah, what I would be curious about is not really the watching the movie, but the behind-the-scenes filming, because I'm curious how Courtney Cox and David Arquette get along.
Yeah, because didn't they get divorced?
Yeah, and I don't know if there was mean things or anything like that. So I was going to bring that up, but you know what? I'm going to reserve that judgment for later on, January in 2022. We might be talking about Scream 5.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what the Scream's going to be called, just Scream 5. Instead, I'll focus on Demi Lovato.
What Demi Lovato do?
She is out here preaching to the world and trying to get people's minds changed, like every celebrity is doing in this day and age. She wants you to stop using the term alien, as it is a derogatory term for extraterrestrials.
Like the people who are like from another planet that come down here, like yes. Superman.
Yes,
and...
I'm not talking about people trying to cross into the country, cross okay. the border into the country. I'm not talking about them.
So like Superman. I'm
talking about E.T.
E.T.
Yeah, let's stop using the word alien. And we need to find a more PG word for extraterrestrials now.
Why? Okay.
No, you
can make
the
argument.
Stop with that. Just why?
Like, she needs to say, why do you want to change the word? Like, if I say, you know, we need to stop calling bananas. They should be something else. Wouldn't you say, well, what's wrong with calling that fruit a banana? Okay. Alien. If it's a being from outer space, what do you want us to call it? And why can't we call it alien? And these people never have an answer for this. Why are they trying to change the language?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want us to call it?
I mean,
in 10 years, are you going to complain that this word you created is now...
Well, she doesn't even have a word for it.
Yeah.
You know, she's describing, you know, she was just talking about it because she's very open about her encounter with aliens. She's had very beautiful and incredible experiences with them out in the deserts of Joshua Tree. And that she doesn't believe that she feels that alien is offensive and shouldn't be used anymore when referring to beings from other planets.
Is it because we say that's alien to me? Like, I'm not familiar with that.
But what's wrong with that?
I don't understand if
an alien decided to show itself and could prove itself to be not of this planet, why isn't the term alien okay to use? Because I have never experienced that before.
Listen,
it would be foreign to me.
I grew up watching V, The Final Battle. So any alien that comes to my country, I'm going to be worried.
Yeah, okay? Because first they're nice. They're friendly.
Right? Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that miniseries where they were lizards?
And they were like,
we're going to give you the cure for cancer in return if you guys wouldn't mind getting on this ship where we're just going to take you for food. Is that cool? And steal all your water. Remember that series?
Yeah, that's
Mike
why.
Mike Donovan, the news reporter.
You know, even go like to Men in Black.
Yeah, Men in Black,
you know,
too.
Where there's just a whole society and there's like a, you know, relocation program going on that we don't know about. And it's like, God, that's a fantastical thought, fantastical idea. Maybe there's some truth behind it.
My favorite scene in Men in Black, I love it every time it's on, because it's on a lot.
It's on a lot now, yeah.
My favorite
scene this year, especially during this time of the year,
is when they're in like that pawn store. Tony Shalhoub is the alien.
Yeah.
And Tommy Lee Jones blows his head off and Will Smith pulls out his gun, freaking out, and then watches Tony Shalhoub's head come back.
Yeah.
It's great.
The other good one, too, is when they're looking at the monitor, and they're just monitoring different aliens all over the place. And,
exactly.
You know, it's like, oh, you know what? I always thought my fifth grade teacher was an alien. He's like, oh, yeah, Miss blah, blah, blah. Here she is. You know, she's from Jupiter. You know, no, she's not from Jupiter. She's from one of the moons.
I think Tony Robbins was on that list on the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you like to have Hollywood put a picture of you up there?
I think Oprah was.
Oprah was, yeah. I think I'd be honored. If they thought I was weird enough to be an alien.
Yeah.
All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Sal Capaccio is going to join us. We're going to talk Buffalo Bills coming up in just a couple minutes as we continue with Wake Up Call.